This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is out for the season. He injured his right knee on the initial drive of the Friday night exhibition game against the Lions in Detroit. Joining us now to discuss the ACL tear-induced complications, Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPN. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's see. Julian Edelman is not just any old key player on an intimidating roster. I mean, last year he was the Pats' leading receiver, right? So he's such a go-to target for Tom Brady. What do the Patriots do to adjust?
Well, they don't have another player that can just sub in and replace Julian Edelman. And the reason why is he's built up such a trust and a rapport with Tom Brady since 2009, his first year on the team. So what they'll have to do is pull from other parts of the roster and really have a team effort to try to replace what he would bring to the team.
Well, how deep is that roster and who do you see stepping in?
Well, the Patriots are still very deep at the wide receiver position. You have Chris Hogan, who had a very good game on Friday night with 4 catches, 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brandon Cooks, who's an excellent player that they acquired in a trade from the New Orleans Saints for a significant asset. They gave up a first-round draft choice for him. And then Danny Amendola is their number 3 receiver. We remember him from the Super Bowl. He's probably the closest to Julian Edelman in terms of the rapport and the trust that he's built up with Tom Brady in terms of throwing to him in those key moments, the gotta-have-it situations. And that's because he's been with them the longest of that group. He first came to the Patriots in 2013. The only issue with Amendola is they try to limit his playing time a little bit because the more he plays, it seems like he's a little bit more prone to injury.
And then might Coach Belichick just sort of switch up the game plan a little and rely a little bit less on receivers?
That's a great point, because that's a lot of what the Patriots do over the years, is sometimes when they don't have as much depth at a certain position, they'll rely on other positions, like the running back position. They could all of a sudden become a team that runs the ball more or uses their running backs as pass catchers out of the offensive backfield. So they're very deep at running back, and of course, they have good tight end in Rob Gronkowski. As long as he stays healthy, he's a very impressive, you know, player on offense that they can rely on as well.
Do you think there might be a kind of learning curve or familiarity curve that could create some extra challenges early in the regular season, given that the start of the season is coming right up September 7th and we may have some kind of playbook combinations the Pats haven't used before?
One thing that will help them is that the quarterback, Tom Brady, as we know, this is his 18th year, and he's been in the same offense. And so a lot of times he can help account for that, so there aren't as many challenges, you know, when you bring in a new player, because he's almost seen it all. And Tom Brady has talked about this, how, you know, the game almost is the mental part for him is – It comes to him so much easier than maybe it did when he was a younger player. And so he really helps them account for a lot of the challenges you might see from other teams.
Do you think that this situation might lead to some big contributions from a player that had not been expected to have such an impact?
It's always possible, and that's something Bill Belichick says. You know, football's a game of opportunity, right? And let's think back to 2001, the second year that Bill Belichick was coach, when Drew Bledsoe went out with an injury, the quarterback, who knew what the result would be when a second-year player named Tom Brady entered the game that year. The thing that stands out to me, what Julian Edelman brings to the Patriots, is that edge. It's that chip on his shoulder, you know, that I think teammates know, wow, that he's always competing. He's always going above and beyond for us as a team. So, you know, they have a lot of leadership on the team. I don't think there'll be a leadership void overall, but I think they'll miss that edge, that player that they know is always, to use a hockey analogy, maybe mucking in the corners or doing the dirty work that sort of defines him. They'll certainly miss that.
Yeah. Anything can happen, and it probably will.
That's right.
Mike, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN. This is 90.9 WBUR.